Rolling.
All right, sweet. I'm Johnny Snellville, and what we're about to do here is a little thing we call shopping cart demolition. We're gonna put a tool bag over here in the old shopping cart. Raise some hell. Come on, baby. Come on.
Jump in.
Did you get that?
Yeah, I got it.
Even protein combined with.
The milkman, the paper boy, evening TV. Everywhere you
Historic Tate Theater in sunny Athens, Georgia. It's the 22nd annual Silly Spider Monkey Fiasco Awards. Now, to present the first golden banana of the evening, you laughed as she tried to murder her fellow castmates in the Throw Blaster sketch, and you cried as he danced his life away in the dancing sketch. It's Shelley Stover and Steven Hendricks.
Wow, I see they invited Cinderella to the ball tonight.
You mean Cinder Shelley.
Shelley, you sure were good in the Thrill Blaster sketch. Yeah!
Thank you. And you were good as Hot Steps Willie. In Hot Steps Willie.
That was the dancing sketch. But what I would like to know is, would Hot Steps Willie be able to beat you at a game of Thrill Blaster?
No. You would not.
And the nominees for Best Supporting Actor are Buddy in Skipper the Flipper Baby.
Hey, I'm Buddy, Skipper's kooky friend.
Buddy in Captain Willie goes to the ladies' room.
Hi, I'm Buddy, Captain Willie's kooky friend.
Buddy in the Weather Mime sketch.
Hi, I'm Buddy, the one-armed Weather Mime's kooky friend. The forecast gets funny.
And the winner is Buddy in Buddy Goes to the Ladies' Room. Buddy is unable to be here with us tonight. He has come down with mad cow disease. but we have him live via satellite to accept his award.
Hey everybody, it's me, Buddy, Sarkin Beer, to accept your kooky awards. But old Buddy's got crazy cow disease. It makes me crazy like the glue. Mrrr! Mrrr! I need some burgers!
Buddy, mrrr! No hamburgers, man!
So, this guy must have been like 20 years old. And he was still peeing with his pants all the way down.
All the way down?
Yeah, like a first grader.
Hey.
Don't mess with that guy.
Oh man, that's crazy. Dude. You ever heard of the ABCs?
No, alphabet.
Yeah.
This sounds good.
K.
One day.
Car.
The letter K.
S.
And the letter S. We're playing in a field.
Car. S. K. S. K. S. K. Car.
They saw something.
Car.
The letter C was sad and alone.
K. S.
C had no sound of his own.
Car.
Car.
But then K had an idea. Hey S, let's share our sound with C.
Ka! 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 So that, my friend, is how the C got its sound.
That was the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life. I'm gonna go.
Oh, and hey.
What?
By the way, don't mess with that guy.
Hey, don't mess with that guy. To mess with that guy. Hey Ed, let's hear that killer Joey Gladstone impression. Hey, that's my line.
Hey, that's my line. Oh. Ed, let's hear that killer Joey Gladstone impression.
Did somebody say?
No, I said Joey Gladstone from TV's Full House. The nominees for best sketch about a physical impairment twisted into a comedic element are Catching a Dream, the story of a boy who is born with baseball gloves for hands.
My son Johnny was put on this earth to do something, and we were always sure it was to play baseball.
I got it! I got the ball! I got it! I got it! I got it! I got the ball! I got the ball! I got it! I got the ball!
But we were wrong.
I got it! Wrong way!
Wrong way!
Wrong
way!
I can't do it!
What are you doing?
I got baseball gloves for hands and abs!
That girl the heroic story of a girl who sends high-pitched frequencies off of objects to compensate for her lack of vision.
And the winner is... Batgirl! Batgirl!
Well, I guess the bat is mightier than the glove in this game.
And he was still peeing with his pants all the way down?
Yeah, all the way down. Like a first grader.
Oh my god. Yeah, it's this brand new breakfast cereal. It's great. I've been trying it all the time.
Murder.
Did, but if you were a little bit older, trust me. Okay, y'all. You know, we got a good take of that. Let's go do something else, all right? Let's go try something else. Okay, here's what y'all are going to do. You guys go over there, get distracted, right? Get a couple cookies.
No, one cookie.
No, dude, we'll just... Okay, one cookie. Okay, I'll get a cookie, too. Now, y'all keep her busy eating the cookies while I go. I'm going to come back as someone different and get some more cookies.
Oh! All right.
Buzzkill overload, my man.
All right, y'all.
Hey, so, you want a free cookie?
Oh, yeah, we love cookies. We love cookies, you know?
So that's your first cookie?
Oh, yeah. All right. Yeah, I'll catch you eating ready, though.
Thanks for the free sample.
Sure.
Yeah, you got a man.
I'd like to
read that. All right, the mustache is in place now. What I'm going to do is I'm going to go in there and get cookie number two. She's not going to recognize me from before and give me another cookie. You see what I'm saying? Are you getting this?
Yeah.
Are you getting this?
Yeah.
Are you sure it's on?
Dang. One cookie limit.
Hey, it's you again. You want another one?
I've never been here before.
I've been here the whole time. I've never seen
you. I would like to try a cookie.
I
believe you had me confused with somebody else. I'm trying a cookie for the first time. Did you get that? I'm eating it right now.
Mommy, I can't sleep. My nose keeps running.
Okay, honey. Let's get something to make you feel better. When my child gets sick, I want her to have the best cold medicine. But I don't want to give her harsh adult cough syrup that could upset her tummy.
And they taste yucky too.
That's why I give her medicine she doesn't have to taste. Because it comes in a snortable powder. Colcane is the snortable cold medicine. It not only makes you feel good, but lets your child know you love them.
Unlike other cold medicines, Colcane goes straight to the source of sinus pain, the brain. Warning, Colcane may cause you to see dragons.
So if you want your children to be happy and healthy, use Colcane.
Colcane, the number one doctor-recommended children's cold medicine.
What are you talking to, Mommy?
I don't know.
Miss Cleo, I just don't know how you...
Who is the short man who pees his pants all the way down to the ground?
showing off his whole backside or something.
Well, that's my sister's boyfriend, but...
And he has a birthmark on his face or something around that area.
Yeah, that's him, all
right,
but
right.
I never even touched him, Miss Cleo.
That's what we thought. He's the baby's daddy. Mm-hmm.
Good morning, kids.
Morning.
Good morning. What would you like for breakfast?
I guess cereal.
Okay, well, I got this great new cereal.
Matrix cereal?
You are going to love it.
Wow. That's right, kids. Matrix cereal is a single-celled protein combined with synthetic aminos, vitamins, and minerals.
What?
And it has lots of sugar.
Oh, yeah, wait. I need essential vitamins packed into my crispy bran flakes.
All I need now is a spoon.
But there is no spoon.
Weird again.
That cereal looks delicious. Perhaps I should try some of that premium goodness.
Sure, you can try.
Did you ever
sit and stare
at
Flaky Beauty? It's
nutritional wonder.
Matrix cereal is a part of your complete breakfast.
Are you getting this? You getting this?
Okay, y'all. We just switched Carlo's no-tear baby shampoo with regular shampoo.
You can't even imagine the pain Carlo's going through in there.
Carlo, buddy.
Carlo.
Hey, glad you can make it. Come on in. I whipped up something special for us.
Wow, this mac and cheese is great.
Yeah, it's to die for. I fixed it for my parents one time. Oh, let me tell you a little story I know. It's about the alphabet, my sweetness. See, one time, the letter C, right? It was out in this field, and it was all sound. Because the C didn't have a sound.
K-S. Ka.
Ka. Ka. Ka.
Arr. So, you know, that's how the C got its sound in the alphabet.
Conversation paramedics.
Yeah. Hi, I'm dying here, okay? I'm on a date with this girl, and everything's fine, yeah. Everything's fine until I told this story about the alphabet, alright? I was making up stuff about the C's and the R and... Oh, it was horrible. Help, send help. This conversation's dying on me, man!
Okay, just stay calm, sir. We're gonna send someone right over.
Looks pretty bad.
Yeah, you better get in there quick.
Wino?
This'll get him talking.
Come on, I'm a human being. Get a girl killing me. Come on.
Hey. Look, there's a drunken wino in my apartment. That's something we can talk about.
My father was an alcoholic. We can just pretend he's not there.
We can do that.
Should we try a celebrity sighting?
Yeah.
Hey, look! It's Joey Gladstone from TV's Full House!
Somebody says...
No, he said Joey Gladstone from TV's Full House.
Hey, cut it out!
I'm sorry, I don't really watch that much TV.
If you were stranded on a desert island...
I was, and I'd rather not talk about it.
Yeah, if you had $1 million...
No.
What if you were married to a celebrity?
I was married to Kurt Loder, and I did not go there.
What's your sign?
I was born on a leap year.
Leap year?
So he still pees with his pants down all the way?
All the way. Like a 2-year-old.
Now to present the final award of the evening, a guy who talks funny.
Spider-Monkey fiasco shit. Hold on, let me get a glass. The nominees are Survivor, Homeless for the Holidays, and Spider-Monkey Award Show. And the award goes to the Spider-Monkey Award Show.
No! Oh my God! Oh my God! Oh my God! Oh my gosh! I mean, oh my gosh! I don't even know. This award is not just for the awards theme. It's for all the themes: the Survivor theme and the Homeless theme. All equally great things. And I just wanna say this award goes out to all of us.
We love you.
Oh, and I love you all. All of you are still here, and there's just so many people I want to thank, and Mom, Dad, hi, and kids, go to bed already, and just, if you just give me a second here, just, wait, don't start the credits, just let me thank a couple people, Larry Doherty, Stephen Hendricks, Neil Holman, Andrew Jedlicka, Laura Jensen, Ed Mundy, Shelley Stover, Lisa Timmons. Oh God, I hope I'm not forgetting anybody. Real quick, just Jason Andrews, Maria Lance, and her lovely parents. Thank you, Maria. Tim McNary, Nanette and Eric Valen, and Rob Wright, and that guy.
That guy?
Not that guy.
You mean the guy who pees with his pants down?
What guy?
There is no guy.
Yeah, the guy who pees with his pants down.
Hey, that's me.
Oh, that guy.
Oh my God!
You get this?